Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's a story out where, like, men's shorts are getting shorter. Like, really short.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Have you seen how short they are? I'm talking 19, whatever. When was basketball? When did basketball wear those shorts? Were so dumb.
The 70s. I have a confession to make.
No. No, you didn't.
I bought a pair.
Of short shorts?
Days ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. How are they?
They're so short, I didn't wear them in public. Because I put them on and was like, whoa. So they're my at-home chilling shorts for now, but we'll see. I'll eventually.
You have
maybe
the confidence. You can do it.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Okay, but it's more about the confidence.
They even have the little, like, scoop on the side. They look so 70s. I wanted just straight across ones, but they have, yeah.
They're saying it's because men are embracing their sexuality. I don't understand how that's... We don't have great legs. Our legs
yeah,
are...
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't. You like men's legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron? You do?
Yeah.
Mine looked pretty pale.
So I ride the bike. I wear sunscreen, but I got a line. So if I put on the short shorts, oh my God, I look like a bomb pop. There's like layers. No.
In basketball during elementary school and junior high, and seen that's what we wore.
Mine were that short, I remember.
And you pulled your socks up as far as they could go, and you would tape them up there.
Tape your socks? Uh-huh. Never did that.
Did you guys do that?
No.
You had slouch socks. You didn't.
You went around your, like, right below the knee with the tape?
So let's say our school colors were purple and gold. You'd have the purple solid color you'd pull up, and we call them sanitizer socks over that. So they're white over
that. You wear two pairs of socks?
And you always had the white a little bit lower than the purple, so you could see the purple. And then you would tape the top, so your socks would never come down. They always stayed up tight.
Huh. No, we had stirrups in baseball that we used to wear. But we never taped it.
Oh, my God.
We had the same stirrups in baseball, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to send a picture. Maybe I'll just wear them in.
Am I gonna burn for saying they're super feminine looking? Like, they have a slit up the side.
Not all of them.
But you don't want... Why do you want to... You don't want to see that. You don't. I don't think you want to see that.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The pictures I saw, the dude, it was just so much thigh. Like, guy thighs are...
It's just wrong.
It is.
Yeah, from where we went with coming all the way down.
I definitely don't want to go back to that. My wife made me buy, like, all my shorts were, like, close to the knee, and now mine are all...
You got to go above the knee at a minimum.
Yeah.
No, they were close to the knee. I mean, but now they're... I have, like,
mid-thigh.
The 7. What is that, the length?
Probably.
I think it's 7. Ooh. And now they're doing a 5. The new short is a 5. The total length of the short from your hip to where it stops covering is 5 inches.
That's just wrong.
Trust me, I need more coverage.
Because 11s are usually, is it 11?
Is that 11? 11 is not quite a board short, but it's approaching a board.
It's like a capri.
No, 11 is a board short.
Yes,
I think a 9 is long.
11 is a board short.
And now I'm a 7, I think. What are you looking at me side eye for?
I just want to look up these shorts that I want to, like...
When I got them, I I was looking at them and I was concerned that my underwear would show.
But yes. Why did you buy them? Did Angie buy them for you?
No, I was like, oh, those look different. I'd never seen ones that short in the men's section, and they're the like sweatpant material, which I love in my shorts.
Like this?
Yeah, maybe a little shorter. Mine are more 70s looking.
So those are more boxy, like a short. I could almost wear that. You're doing the ones that are kind of rounded.
Yeah,
right?
I wish they weren't, but they were.
Retro is like it's not. Yes, they are. Retro is so in. Why not?
Then how long until Steve's cargo shorts are back?
Already made a comeback.
What? I got rid of mine.
Yeah. Because then
now they got to be short cargo shorts. 5-inch. Like, it's just cargo directly. No.
Ever since you brought up the cargos, I am so glad I don't wear those anymore.
When you see somebody rocking a cargo,
I want to say something now.
You want to go,
dude.
And you got to point out all the things they probably have in their house. Like, if you have, you probably have a fuzzy toilet seat cover, bro.
Yep,
you got to go home and purge a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And those shorts gots to go.
Dang.
We got to put a picture of these shorts up on the Facebook.
I just want to point out, the two chicks in the room dig them.
Yeah.
So, approved.
I'm going to say this. I have taken more grief from the two chicks in this room when I make an incorrect decision fashion-wise. I am willing to blow the money on a pair of these shorts and rock them in here tomorrow and watch you two melt down on them. Because there is no way you want to see that much of my leg.
You
want to see someone else, sexy's leg, but not my leg.
I don't think you and I have ever worn shorts to the radio.
Have you ever seen me in shorts? Anybody in this room?
No.
One time.
Where?
At opening day.
Oh, yeah. It was hot as hell. Shorts. I wore shorts. Because COVID, we didn't do Live at 5 Vegas and stuff. Like, it's a treat, and maybe there's some pictures on the Alice website or something. Steve dresses like an 11-year-old boy. Because you wear the bright white shoes.
The cream-colored shorts and a pastel-y shirt.
Full-on, like, mint sherbet colored.
Yeah.
All you needed was just a little hat on top. With a propeller.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.